This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The largest nursing home in the state of Montana plans to close its doors weeks after being terminated from the federal Medicare and Medicaid program after a, quote, history of serious quality issues, unquote, and violations for deficient patient care. In a recent public notice, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid announced that its relationship with the Ivy at Great Falls would end effective July 9th after the federal agency determined that the 278-bed facility failed to attain substantial compliance with certain Medicare and Medicaid participation requirements. Any patients admitted to the facility after that day would not be eligible for reimbursement from the joint state-federal health program, the notice said. Patients who remain at the facility are eligible for reimbursements for care for the 30-day period after July 9th. Management informed residents, their families, and staff that the nursing care facility licenses were suspended and that all residents would be transferred by August 9th. Thus far, about 65 patients, that's about 61% of the facility's latest census, have been moved to new facilities or are awaiting transfer. The state has issued the facility a provisional license to give residents time to transition. The Ivy is part of a national network of senior care facilities and is owned by business partners whose private investment group has a record of acquiring dozens of care centers and cutting staff and services. The parent company, Ivy Healthcare, also owns the Ivy at Deer Lodge, Montana, a 60-bed home. The Great Falls facility's record of deficiencies dates back several years. As of June, the Ivy had the most serious recorded deficiency of any nursing home in the state. The facility has accumulated more than $235,000 in fines from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid related to violations. In one inspection report from March, surveyors said that a resident fell in a cluttered janitor's closet a month previously. Staff members were unaware that the resident, who had dementia and was a high fall risk, had wandered into the secure area. Other inspections found improper wound care, leading to a stage 4 ulcer, the most serious level, dehydration and nutrition issues, improper medication prescriptions, and infrastructure issues at the facility, including an active leak coming out of a large water tank near the door to the 300-kilowatt generator in the facility's basement. Another facility in the group, the Ivy at Davenport in Iowa, has been fined more than $200,000 for regulatory violations in recent years. State inspections there identified a list of unsafe conditions, including rodent infestations and a kitchen that was flooded with food and garbage floating in the water during lunch preparation. Simca Hyman is identified as a co-owner of the facility on the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services website. Hyman and partner Naftali Zanzipur's investment firm, Portapiccolo Group, was featured heavily in a 2022 New Yorker article that detailed degrading levels of care and staffing following the acquisition of nursing home facilities by private equity owners. In 2020, The Washington Post detailed similar lapses in care at nursing facilities after being acquired by Portapiccolo. Montana has seen a series of nursing home and senior care closures in recent years, as many facilities face financial strain compounded by staffing stresses and safety standards arising from the pandemic. Two other CMS-certified nursing homes, Benefice Senior Services and Park Place Transitional Care and Rehab, still remain in Cascade County. Did you know that technically the U.S. Postal Service predates the United States itself? 1 year before the Declaration of Independence was signed and 3 months after the battles of Lexington and Concord, the Continental Congress appointed Benjamin Franklin the country's first Postmaster General. The U.S. Postal Service was created because the Continental Congress found that, quote, the conveyance of letters and intelligence was essential to the cause of liberty, unquote. In its early days, the U.S. postal system mainly conveyed letters between Congress and the armies. Over the years, some unusual methods for delivering the mail have been used, including the Pony Express, a mail-carrying canine in 1885, and a talking mailbox in 1956. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.